Wisconsin now has its first dyslexia-specific law on the books, giving hope to advocates who've been fighting for greater recognition of the common learning disability. Act 86 calls for the creation of a dyslexia guidebook for school districts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Wednesday, tying it to Wisconsin's push to improve students' reading abilities. This comes amid a national discussion about why reading outcomes are stagnant in so many states, including Wisconsin. WUWM's education reporter Emily Files has more.
Carrie Bowman is one of the Wisconsin parents who have been leading the charge for state action on dyslexia. Bowman's 10-year-old son, Grady, is dyslexic. For years, he struggled to read until his family took him to specialized tutors. Bowman says with their help, Grady jumped from a pre-kindergarten reading level to a fourth grade level.
His confidence and his ability to enjoy life and to be part of like going shopping and reading a menu at a restaurant, all that grew with him, and it is a miracle to see. At one point, we just weren't sure what was going to happen, what his future held for him, because he was struggling so bad.
It's a common story for parents of dyslexic children. Many seek resources outside of their school districts to get the help they need. Dyslexia is a learning disability in which a student has difficulty connecting written words to spoken language. Research shows these students especially benefit when teachers use systematic, explicit phonics instruction that trains students to decode the sounds that letters make. But there has been debate about whether a phonics-heavy approach is the best way to teach reading. Some call it the reading wars. Representative Bob Culp, who authored the dyslexia bill signed into law Wednesday, hopes it's a first step toward improving reading outcomes for children.
So this really is not a conclusion of the reading wars, but certainly a first step that says it exists and we can't just continue to say that all kids learn to read if you surround them with awesome literature and read to them.
The new law, Act 86, mandates the Department of Public Instruction convene a task force, which would create a dyslexia guidebook. School districts, parents, and teachers could turn to the guidebook for answers about dyslexia. In a statement, Governor Evers said the law would add one more tool in the toolbox for educators across the state to increase reading proficiency. Bowman, who works with the parent advocacy group Decoding Dyslexia, echoes Culp's concern that the work can't end with the dyslexia guidebook.
The one, skepticism I have is that it's this guidebook isn't enough. So now it's, now it's there. Okay, we got this one step. Now we need to go farther.
Culp and other legislators have introduced several additional bills related to dyslexia and reading instruction. The bills would actually force changes in school districts and teacher preparation programs.
Putting some requirements in place is certainly the next place that I would like to see us go.
But Culp says it's unlikely those bills will make it through this session.
If that is the case, that is truly still a victory. Act 86, I think, is like I say, a very good first step, and it very likely is the only one that will be signed into law this session.
Culp is retiring this year, but he says he's confident other lawmakers will continue to push for changes to help struggling readers. And the momentum isn't confined to the legislature. In January, DPI Superintendent Carolyn Stanford Taylor, the top education official in the state, said her department is making changes. Stanford Taylor endorsed explicit phonics instruction as a key component of early reading education. But again, it's unclear how that statement will translate to improvements on the ground in schools where dyslexic students may be falling behind in reading. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.